Connected Impact, a year of conversations that moved us forward. Saiv Nodada, Executive Director at 21st Century. This year's Coffee and Conversation series did exactly what it set out to do: spark useful dialogue, build shared intelligence, and create spaces where real-world challenges could be tackled collectively. Across themes as varied as financial wellness, leadership succession, culture, AI, personal branding and organization design, one idea kept surfacing: connected impact. Not as a slogan, but as a lived experience. Different organizations, sectors and leaders learning from one another in a way that sharpens practice, not just theory. A year built on shared curiosity. If there's one thing this series confirmed, it's that South African leaders aren't short of ideas, they're short of places to test and refine them. Each session this year brought together a mix of clients, HR practitioners, executives and specialists who were willing to lift the bonnet on their own organizations and learn from others doing the same. The conversations were candid, sometimes uncomfortable, always constructive. The value wasn't in the slides, it was in the room. Across all 9 sessions, a pattern emerged. Everyone arrived with a different question, but most walked away with a clearer sense that the challenges we face are collective, and the solutions will be too. Succession. 10 Golden Rules, South African Stories. We opened the year with succession planning, but not the tidy, consultant-approved version. We explored the messy, very South African realities: transformation, generational shifts, legacy leadership, pipeline gaps, and the politics of readiness. 21st Century's founders shared their very personal story of preparing the organization for transformation and handover to a new executive committee. Clients added to this by sharing stories of both success and scars, which made the conversation real. What emerged was a shared recognition: succession isn't about replacing individuals but protecting the future. And that future has to be deliberately built, not assumed. Connected impact looked like organizations cross-pollinating practical approaches that actually work here, not in a Harvard case study. Leaders admitting what hasn't worked and discovering others had hit the same wall and climbed over it. Financial wellness as a lever in your EVP toolbox. The second session turned conventional EVP thinking on its head. Purpose, development, flexibility, all necessary. But without financial stability, it's noise. Our conversation on financial wellness and earned wage access, run with pay curve, showed just how much strain employees are carrying. We openly debated wage inflation realities, EWA adoption, credit traps and the ROI of reducing financial stress. Once again, the value came from the blend of perspectives: HR, reward, finance, and operational leaders interrogating the data together. Connected impact looked like a unified recognition that remuneration and financial wellness underpin the effectiveness of every other EVP lever. Teams rethinking financial wellness not as a nice to have, but a structural enabler of engagement and retention. Culture and engagement, incentivizing leaders to champion organizational culture and employee engagement. If engagement is dropping globally, South Africa isn't exempt. Our third session explored whether leaders should be incentivized to champion culture, and if so, how. Different organizations approach the question differently. Some tie cultural health to KPIs. Others prefer intrinsic motivation. Some are still grappling with disengaged middle management. The session highlighted a truth many had felt privately: culture is not an HR project, it's a leadership behavior. Connected impact looked like leaders wrestling with the same tension: how to reward what is inherently human, without making it transactional. A collective push to elevate culture from a soft thing to a performance lever. AI and workforce planning, incorporating AI into your workforce plan. When we spoke about AI in workforce planning, the mood shifted from hype to realism. Clients wanted to know, where do we even start? What skills will we need? What does augmentation look like in practice? This session pulled together our org design, people and talent, analytics and REM and reward viewpoints, and the mix worked. What came through strongly was that AI isn't a threat or a savior, It's a capability shift. Connected Impact looked like organizations and consultants comparing AI experiments and developments, failures and small wins openly. A shared understanding that AI belongs everywhere, not only in IT. From invisible to influential, personal branding in the age of AI. This session surprised many. We explored personal branding, not as self-promotion, but as a professional differentiator in a noisy, tech-enabled world. A standout realization: AI doesn't build your voice, it frees your voice. It gives you time, leverage, and clarity, but the tone, truth, and credibility still need to come from leadership. Connected Impact looked like leaders challenging their own reluctance to be visible. Teams realizing that personal brand strengthens employer brand, not competes with it. The real cost: how bad job profiling undermines HR strategy and organizational trust. This session was a major learning curve for many who had not explored the intricate differences between key documents that enable the establishment of a high-performance culture. We delved into the differences in verbiage and phrasing between job profiles, job descriptions and performance evaluations, and the impact confusing these documents has on the execution of HR and organizational strategy. Connected Impact looked like understanding the pitfalls of a poorly written job profile on job execution, performance, succession and remuneration, unpacking inflated roles and dispelling roles built around individuals rather than organizational needs. Inner work meets outer impact, using assessments for coaching individuals and teams. Here the conversation blended psychology, performance and team realities. Assessments became less about labels and more about self-awareness, behavior shifts and team alignment. When people understand themselves better, they work together better, simple, but transformative. Connected Impact looked like leaders embracing assessments as strategic tools, not admin steps. Teams recognizing that psychological safety and performance are linked, not competing priorities. Human and machine, the future of organization design in the age of AI. In our penultimate session, the question shifted from AI tools to AI ownership. Who leads? Where does it sit? How does governance evolve? The consensus: AI is not an IT project, it's an organization design question. Human-machine collaboration demands new structures, new decision rights, and new thinking about roles. Connected Impact looked like executives reframing AI as a structural question, not a software question. A recognition that OD now spans humans, machines, and everything in between. The thread that tied it all together. The final session for the year explored the common thread across every session. One conclusion stood firm: the power is in the collective intelligence of our clients and partners. Every topic, from succession to AI, revealed that no organization is navigating these shifts alone. If anything, this year proved that when we create spaces for open, grounded conversation, impact becomes something we build together. Ends. Author at Sive Nodarda, 21st Century Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.